Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Oncology Overdrive, where we bring expert voices to discuss breakthroughs in cancer treatments. I'm your host, Scott Kaler, and today we have the pleasure of speaking with a renowned radiation oncologist, Dr. Nerina Pradescu. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Pradescu.
Thank you, Scott, for having me here. It's a bit of an honor for me, so I am excited to share what I can with you and your listeners.
Today we're diving into cervical brachytherapy contouring. Dr. Pradescu, could you begin by explaining the basics of this procedure?
So cervical brachytherapy is, I guess, a form of internal radiation therapy where the source of radiation is placed close to, or inside, the tumor. And contouring, that is like, in shorter words and in English, the process of delineating the tumor and critical organs on the imaging studies to precisely deliver the treatment.
That's a great foundation for our discussion. Let's talk about the advancements in image-guided brachytherapy for cervical cancer. What are the latest breakthroughs in this field?
Well, so I have been seeing a lot of advancements recently. We're moving towards more sophisticated imaging like MRI and CT scans, which help us a lot. They give us clearer pictures of where the cancer is, and I would say help us in being precise with our treatment. This is, how do you say, a remarkable thing for our patients.
Absolutely. Precision is critical in cancer treatment. How has the impact of 3D planning in cervical brachytherapy improved treatment outcomes?
You know, the transition from 2D to 3D planning has been like a sort of revolution, I think. With 3D planning, we can tailor treatment to each patient's specific anatomy. This means, I guess, fewer side effects and, I think, better control of the tumor.
Can you expand on the best practices for protocol development for cervical brachytherapy contouring?
What else would there be? So developing protocols is crucial. We start by standardizing the steps of the procedure. Each step in the imaging, contouring, and treatment delivery must be, I think, a bit more detailed and consistent. So multidisciplinary teams should be involved to establish these protocols, you know?
Indeed, you touched on transitioning from 2D to 3D IGBT. What are some of the key considerations during this transition?
Oh, that's a good question. The key considerations include training the team, updating equipment, and I don't know exactly how to say that, maybe adapting to a new workflow. It's like you have to rethink the entire process from diagnosis to follow-up. And I guess it's also about ensuring that everyone involved is on the same page for the sake of the patients.
It definitely sounds like a multifaceted approach. And as we transition into 3D image-guided high-dose rate brachytherapy, or HDRB, what changes do you see in terms of patient outcomes?
For HDRB, I have had the chance to see, you know, a bit of a dramatic improvement. Patients are experiencing maybe a better quality of life post-treatment. And I think like their chances of survival kind of sort of improve as we get better at targeting the tumor and sparing normal tissue.
That's truly encouraging to hear. These insights have been invaluable for our listeners, Dr. Pradescu. Thank you for sharing your expertise with us today on Oncology Overdrive.
It was a bit difficult for me as I'm a not native English speaker, so thank you for being patient. I am, how do you say, grateful for the opportunity to discuss these important topics. Thank you, Scott.